The United States of Hypocrisy. I go, what does that mean? The United States of Hypocrisy. What does that mean? Here I am in Brooklyn, the cradle of the United Nations and the nation of Israel. The United States of Hypocrisy. Several weeks later, it began to open up to me what this meant. And then when I saw the movie Judgment at Nuremberg and the trial, and this is the lesser trial, not very well known, of the jurists who enacted the laws in Nazi Germany. They were tried by an American court under naval law, law of the sea. It was naval law, which is the United Nations operates under. It overthrows sovereignty. And the chief jurist, Janet, was a brilliant man, wrote books, taught in law schools, and he did not recognize the dock or the bar of the dock. Dock, naval term. Like when you come in and you dock, now we're going to try you. You can do your homework on where these laws came from and how they've been used to push forward the international courts or tribunals. That's not our discussion here. And about a week ago now, but this was maybe 5 days before I saw Judgment at Nuremberg, which I'll give a brief overview and discuss it. There will be three court trials that I will discuss concerning the hypocrisy of the judges, how they're called to account for the enactment of the laws. They rule over a nation and thereby set up the standard for that nation to conduct its business. But about a week, I think it was Friday a week ago, so that would be 10 days ago, when I woke up, I kept hearing the Spirit of the Lord tell me, I'm going to expose the Vatican. I'm going to expose their shame. Well, this last week, the Vatican has had several at the highest level, the Minister of Justice of the Faith, the guy who rules and oversees the priests and their behavior, and the canon law determines where it should be ruled upon, was his home, Cardinal, I forget his name, it was all over the news, was busted for having orgies, homosexual orgies. The Pope is upset. This is the third highest in command. It was the former apartment of former Pope who also has charges of pedophilia brought against him about and was tried and convicted, and then he stepped down from the papacy. Ratzinger, Bello, I can't say his name, so I'm not that adept at Italian. And then another expose came this whole last week. These are the justices, these are the rules. Now the Vatican considers itself a nation. It's a nation, it's a city state nation. It's international. And all its flock is under their rules and jurisdiction. So according to 1 Corinthians 5, the spirit of sexual immorality is permeated and leavened the entire Catholic denomination. Let's speak about Judgment at Nuremberg. I took some notes. I encourage you, if you can, to go and look at the movie. It's definitely a classic piece of political art. It's not entertainment. Spencer Tracy is the lead act, and Marlene Dietrich is a star-studded cast, but the real issue here is the script. I began to do a little homework on the script and where how it was derived, and the script writer and his intention. He was a Jew. He was a script writer in Hollywood during the McCarthy era. He wanted to make a statement and about the key issues that were happening over legal legislation. Who is responsible? Who was responsible for what happened in Nazi Germany? Who was on trial? All these questions come up. And what is a civilization? A nation is a body of laws, and the body of laws are people who go to the judges and they're ruled upon, and the judges give a sentence and a verdict and a sentence, and those are carried out by the law enforcement. But what happens when the laws are no longer laws of righteousness? That there's this situational ethics, that I can define the law according to what is my immediate need. It's a form of national narcissism. I can define the laws according to patriotism, that we have to keep the country intact, we have to raise up Germany and protect her at all costs, and that means that if you get in my way, I kill you. Is that a civilized nation? And it also hijacks the Catholic Church and corporations. The Catholic Church, who was participant in Nazi Germany. The corporate structures like IG Farben and AI Farben and others, IBM for that matter, that made money. The bankers and the war profiteers who made the guns and the bandages. It's always been this corruption, but these people, with civilization, who didn't stand up and make a statement because they wanted to believe the lie, the hypocrisy, we're righteous, we deserve, we have the superior culture, and behind it was, if anyone has done their studies on this tremendous, this is behind just the legal enactment, but there were spirits of the occult, that were overthrowing and seducing even those who called themselves the people of God. They were false, the spirit of the false prophet. That would be the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church. Oh, and the beast. I have the right to survive and have an existence as long as my carnal needs, my flesh, is met and my soul prospers. Then that validates my existence as a human being. And if you're not that, in other words, you're mentally retarded, or you have birth defects, or you're old, or you're too young, euthanasia, abortion, bestiality, they all come in. And a friend of mine has just spoken to me that, I forget the gentleman's name, he's not with us anymore, but he prophesied that one of the final moves where the return of the Lord would be imminent would be that bestiality would become legal on the books. And so it is in Canada, and so it is in Holland. And in California, there are laws going through to validate child marriage. Pedophilia, legal pedophilia. Without going into all the details of this case, I will, and it's very, very interesting, the actual transcription from and the summary of it, which you can find on websites on the Holocaust, and you can find commentaries on the justice case and what the war crimes were, what the arguments were. It was USA versus El Sauter. That's how the justice cases, that's the formal title of it, War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity, and the principles and the arguments that were brought into the entire case. What I'm going to do here is give you the salient points for what I'm about to bring up to the surface. There are absolute moral and ethical principles that people live their lives by and will be called to account before the judgment seat of Almighty God, as illustrated in Daniel chapter 7, the courts of heaven. The American judge in the judgment at Nuremberg for the justices case was Daniel Haywood. He presided over the trial of four justices accused of, quote, legalizing Nazi atrocities. At each point along the way when the court was opened, it was opened with God Bless America and the Honorable Tribunal. The trial conducted before this tribunal began over 8 months ago. The record is over 10,000 pages long, and the final arguments of the counsel have been concluded. Now, this is taken from the script in the movie. Judge Daniel Haywood is delivering this. Simple murders and atrocities do not constitute the gravity of the charges. Not that the charge is that of conscious participation in the nationwide government organization, a system of cruelty and injustice in violation of every legal and moral principle known to all civilizations. The tribunal has carefully studied the record and found there an abundant evidence to support beyond a reasonable doubt the charges against these defendants. Eric Roth, which was the defendant's counsel, very skillfully has asserted that there are others that must share the ultimate responsibility for what happened here in Germany. There's truth in this. And he was speaking of the Vatican and the corporations and the bankers. The real complaining party at the barroom is civilization. But the tribunal does say that the men at the dock, there's this are responsible for their actions. Men who sat in back rooms in judgment of other men. Men who sat in the back rooms, the shadow governments of today, who are looking for totalitarian world globalization. And it doesn't matter. They throw out their morals and their principles, saying that, well, the end will justify the means. The end never justifies the means. Men who took part in the enactment of laws and decrees, the purpose of which were the extermination of human beings. Men in positions participating in the enforcement of these legal laws, even under the law. The principles of criminal law in every civilized society has this in common. Any person, this is critical, who sways another to commit murder, any person who furnishes a lethal weapon for the purpose of the crime, any person who is an accessory to the crime, is guilty. Well, if you look anybody, any nation who validates abortion or euthanasia, they are swaying Planned Parenthood, others to commit murder. They are furnishing the weapons and they are accessories to these crimes. And these criminal acts, we're talking about civilization. Every natural beast of the field protects its unborn and its newborn, except for humans.